Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 425. Trish got the trash.
I'm going to be very careful talking about this next story, but I think it's really interesting because I was kind of into the upcoming Pam and Tommy series on Hulu because I was so young when that story came out. And of course, that was the first scandal of that sort of our time. Tommy Lee, Pam Anderson. Okay, this is ridiculous now. They're actually going to have a part where Tommy Lee's body part has dialogue in this show.
Oh, man. Let me stop you there. I live by never have two jokes at once. It's already a joke that it's about Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson. That's a joke. I'm not saying they're jokes. I'm just saying like the whole sex tape thing. That's a joke. Having his penis talk is a second joke, and it's just stupid.
It's ridiculous. And I was interested on how this played out. I was just interested in the headline at the time. Didn't really pay attention to how it all played out. Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. February 2nd, though, is when it comes out on Hulu. I don't know. Okay.
I will say it looks better from the previews and stuff than you would think just hearing that they're doing a series about it, you know? Like, have you seen the preview?
I saw
or
a little
the trailer?
Bit, yeah.
It actually looks pretty good.
So but does this thing I'm telling you kind of go?
It lowers its stock a bit.
So it's not like a biographical film. It's not like a docu-series of any kind. It is a straight
there's
up
there's
like,
actors
comedy.
Playing them.
There's actors playing them, but it's not like a biographical story.
No.
It's like a comedy.
It's not like a documentary. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not like a biographical
historical
film.
Footage.
Not like that, but like, is it a biographical film? Like, is it
the
straight up
insanity
telling the story?
Is using the same word to describe it over and over again.
Is it like a movie that you watch where Adam Sandler plays a guy who looked like Adam Sandler, or is it a straight-up fantasy comedy where the private parts talk?
It seems like it's both, which is why
it's ridiculous.
The body part talking kind of lowers the stock, like you said.
Okay, moving on. Nicolas Cage is the one who first talked Johnny Depp into pursuing a career in acting in the mid-'80s. Just a little fun fact, and here's a movie fun fact. Footloose didn't have a big enough budget to shoot a big dance scene for the end of the movie, but when they showed it to test audiences, they didn't like it. So the studio paid $200,000 to shoot that one dance scene just six weeks before the movie opened.
I wonder what it originally was.
I don't know what the original one is, but it didn't have Kevin Bacon dancing, and everybody wanted it. One more last thing. Instagram has now created a monthly charge where influencers can charge 99 cents to $99 per month on
to follow
their content. So now they're opening the door. Mm. Would you pay for Instagram or Twitter? Because you know where this is leading to all of them being able to pay or receive money for subscriptions.
I think it's going to weed out the not so great influencers, you know? I mean, how many people out there have an audience because it's like, I'm bored, I'll see what this person
is
doing. But are they necessarily creating content that people will spend their hard-earned money on? To be decided.
They're testing it right now.
Yeah, that's kind of like self-policing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If, look, I don't care how stupid what you do is.
I don't care how stupid what you is.
I don't care how stupid you is. However dumb what you do is, if someone's going to pay for it, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
The fart girl, like someone's going to pay $1,400 for her to fart in a jar.
And she found love.
Yeah. She is really looming large in our sky lately.
Really?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.